for Thursday, June 16th, 2005, for the purpose of a work session on Senate Bill 5583, district attorneys and their deputies, and we will be at ease for a few moments while we wait for Senator Devlin. And we will open a possible reconsideration and work session on Senate Bill 5583. The chair requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended to allow a motion to reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 5583 was reported out with the recommendation to the full committee. Are there any objections?
No. I guess not.
If there are no objections, please call the roll.
Aye. Chair Goldman?
Aye. The chair will accept a motion to reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 5583 was reported out with the recommendation to the full committee.
Madam Chair, I move that we reconsider the vote by which we passed out Senate Bill 5583 to the full committee.
Are there any objections? And again, roll call, please.
Senator Devlin?
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries, and the bill is now back before the subcommittee. Let me know that when the committee last met around Senate Bill, on Senate Bill 5583, which is the budget for district attorneys and their deputies, we noted that there was an outstanding issue that we particularly wanted noted for the record, and that outstanding issue is captured on page 2, top of page 2 of Mr. Wilson's analysis of the budget at this point, and the statement is that it's recognized that the compensation of district attorneys remains an issue. District attorneys and other groups involved in the criminal justice system are faced with a variety of issues, methamphetamine, growing number of property crimes, leading to additional involvement and increased workload, that being the point. The legislature will continue to explore options to allow for the restructuring of the compensation for the 2005-07 for 2005-07, and that's where we last left our discussion. So, Mr. Wilson, if you'd like to continue from there.
Madam Chair, the only difference, if you look on your worksheet at the bottom of page 1 of 2 on the table, the only difference between what you passed out before and what is before you today is the package 101 as part of the governor's budget. The recommendation now is to fund that package after a small $3,557 reduction for the PERS rate reduction, and fund that package at $489,172. So that brings the total budget up to $8,853,716 general fund. And the one remaining significant reduction in the budget of which I do want to mention is the there still is the basically the elimination of the amount that is paid out to counties to supplement the salaries of the deputy district attorneys.
Okay. Would you also speak to the performance measure review section of your analysis, Mr. Wilson, again for the record?
Yes, Madam Chair. The in the past, this agency has not had performance measures. It is a rather unique agency in terms of its structure, but the co-chairs both felt that that it should have performance measures. The DAs have begun working on them, are working with the Progress Board, and our office in the interim will work with them. There is a budget note included in the recommendation, as well as what you passed out a few weeks ago, that instructs the district attorneys to work with the staff of the Progress Board, our office, judges, and others in developing the performance measures, and instructs them to report back to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee in the interim before the budget development cycle is complete.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much. I would just add that, as has been stated before in previous meetings of this special budget committee, but also when we were meeting as a joint public safety committee, that the DAs clearly made a compelling case for an increase based on increased in their workload, the need to compensate the professionalism of these many employees around the state. Again, a compelling case was made, and at this stage in our budget making process, that compelling case has been heard. But again, this is a stage in our evolving budget making process, and we'll see where things lead from here. But on this day, we're in a good place. Senator Devlin, I'll take a motion.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I move to recommend 5583, the District Attorneys and Deputies Senate Bill, to the full Senate Committee with a due pass recommendation as amended.
Additional comments, Senator Devlin?
Yes. In regards to the new package for compensation for district attorneys, I think it's very difficult to compel local governments to take specific actions, but I will be looking at if this becomes part of the package at the end of session. I will be looking at specifically those counties that provide supplement to their district attorney salaries to see that those supplements are not reduced with this restructuring of the pay structure, because I would hate to see us restructure it based on some identified needs only to have those supplements potentially reduced or retracted from those from those district attorneys.
Point noted. Anything else for the record, Mr. Wilson?
Not on this, other than to finish the vote here before it's gone.
Okay. No objections. Please call the roll.
Senator Devlin?
Aye.
Aye. And this package is approved. And if there's no further business, we are adjourned.